Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day program for us to review the top five songs from this week in 1989, starting with a couple of Boston bands. At number five this week in 89, Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator. You can use your imagination for the pictorial here. Was this a video?
Absolutely.
Very big one.
Yeah. What went on in the video? If I have to
guess. What went on in the elevator?
Right. You can pretty much imagine what went on in the elevator.
A rocker chick getting down with her beds.
Love in an Elevator. Okay, Aerosmith number five this week, 1989. At number four, another Beantown group, The New Kids. Jen loves this. Number four, crank it up, Richie. 25 after a good day. Oh! I don't remember this song. Of all the New Kids on the Block songs, I don't seem to remember this
one. Yeah, this one skipped me when it was popular the first time, but they play it in concert all the time.
Oh, do they? Yeah. How are their concerts?
Oh, my gosh, Dougie. They're insane. They are so good.
Energy, a lot of energy.
Tons of energy.
Around.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wow. Energy, and they really are singing.
All the original members still involved?
Yes.
Really? So how old are they? I mean, Donnie...
They're probably, what, 45?
Wahlberg is going to be... Yeah, early to mid-40s.
Yeah, I thought of Donnie Wahlberg. Donnie Wahlberg.
About 45. Yeah. No, Donnie's about 45. And he's
number
one of the other ones.
Three from this week in 89, Roxette and Listen to Your Heart. Good pop song. It's very good pop.
Just going to tell you, ladies, if you have any frustration, go see a New Kids concert because they're naughty.
Are they naughty?
Oh, yeah.
Are they really?
Oh, I love it.
So you can't take the kids to the concert.
Oh, yeah, you could. I mean, well, I don't know. Donnie, you know, Donnie was super naughty, and then he married Jenny McCarthy. The last time I saw him, definitely not as naughty. He was on very good behavior.
Really?
But the first time I saw him, he was making out with girls in the audience. Oh, my God.
Really?
So that's what you need to do to straighten yourself out is marry a former Playboy playmate?
That's it.
Apparently.
A stripper. All right, number three, Roxette, Listen to Your Heart, good song. Number two, Tears for Fears.
I guess.
Not the best song, but obviously a popular song. Crank it up, Richie. This is called Sowing the Seeds of Love.
Once again, another band who had 10, 12, 15 good songs to put together on an album or two.
Yeah.
Got a couple of hits out of it and...
Enough to go touring.
Disappeared. Yep.
Yep. They were touring around for a while. Yep.
Hey, listen, they've stood the test of time. Their hits were monster hits.
Yep.
And it's 30 years later and they're still around. So.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so Tears for Fears in the number two position this week, 1989. Number one position belonged to Janet Jackson again. He was big in the 80s, man. Now he was really hot.
And the 90s.
And the 90s. Yep.
Okay, so of all these songs, which one is your favorite? I'll start. This one was mine, Janet, for sure.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I would say Roxette, Listen to Your Heart would be my favorite.
Richie? Mm.
You know, as the rocker, I should go with Aerosmith, but I'm not a big fan of the Aerosmith Reborn generation. That was their earlier stuff I liked.
Yeah.
You know what? It's a toss-up between the two pop hits, Tears for Fears or Roxette.
All right, what about you, Roberta?
All right, Roberta.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
This is okay.
Right. None of them really do
it
for me.
Do it for me.
Right. Listen to Your Heart. It's a good song, though, Roberta.
No, yeah, it's a good song.
Okay. It's okay. I mean, but it's nothing that I would elect to put on to listen to myself. Let's put it that way.
This is an era of music.
It will not be on my, won't be on my playlist.
Yeah, none of these songs would make it on my iPod.
No.
Oh,
no.
Everyone would be on my playlist. That's so
really?
Every single one of these songs would be on my playlist, except for maybe that Tears for Fears song because it wasn't my favorite. No, I used to listen to Tears for Fears a lot, but that song.
That one is not big Tears for Fears. Right. I mean, it did well in comparison, but there were a lot of lousy songs around, and that's why these songs did okay.
But Aerosmith,
because they weren't as lousy as the other lousy songs that were around. This was a vast wasteland of pop music.
My generation,
but I gotta tell you, I got respect for Aerosmith for rebuilding themselves from the train wreck that they were in the 70s. Good job.
It's 28 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Still your pretty face
is the prettiest. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
His defensive prowess led to his nickname, The Glove. A 9-time All-Star, he finished his NBA career 4th in steals, 8th in assists, and scored more than 20,000 points.
Peyton with the steal and puts it down.
So where is Gary Payton now? Gary spent the past few years just being a dad, but kids are a big part of his life. He wrote the children's book, Confidence Counts, and his foundation helps bright kids from poor homes pay for a top college education. Gary's also committed to bringing the NBA back to Seattle.
Main agenda now is for next year, we want to try to get a Seattle team back in Seattle.
If that means stealing a team from another city, who better than the Globe? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Jealousy is a powerful emotion that we're told to avoid, but it can actually be a good thing.
Sheila McCann, writing for PickTheBrain.com, says that jealousy can provide an opportunity for growth. It forces you to do some soul searching.
When you feel jealousy coming on, ask yourself some key questions.
Why did you have this reaction?
What is it pointing to?
Is this important or just a momentary want triggered by an outside source?
If important, what can you do to work towards this want?
How can you better manage this reaction and shift the experience from destructive to constructive?
Let jealousy be a gift that helps you grow. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.